Well, as you could tell by the injury report, we had a lot more guys out there starting our preparation for the Chiefs than we did, of course, getting ready for Oakland. So that's good. And we'll just see how we put the final roster together, or the game day roster, as Sunday rolls around. So with that, I'll take your questions.
To have a healthy team finally, huh?
Yeah, you know, we're healthier than we've been in the last couple of weeks, which is good. And as always, the preparation's been good. We had a good start yesterday.
Hey, Pat, after we talked to you yesterday, we talked to Joe Thomas, who was pretty critical of Peyton Hillis and just kind of the whole scene last year. Are you okay with a team captain stepping up and talking about the past, especially with them coming into town this week?
Well, I would say this. I want to comment specifically on how things this year, how they relate to this year's game. You know, I'd prefer my players say nothing, but I realize that that's not the case. But if we got any questions or you guys want me to comment on anything as things relate to this year, I'd be happy to.
At Kansas City, looks like they have a pretty good number of sacks. How are they able to generate pressure?
Well, their outside pass rushers are extremely talented, much like you see in the other 3-4 schemes. Houston and Ali are very good pass rushers as individual rushers. And they don't pressure a great deal because they can get pressure with their two outside rushers.
You've seen, it seems like they're doing a little bit of job of holding on to the football, but is there a constant reason for all those turnovers
Well, early in the year, of course, they had a great deal of turnovers. I'm sure they're working on it. You know, they're emphasizing don't do it. And they've had, in the last few weeks, they've had better success.
When Brian Daboll was here for 2 years, there would be times where he would do some trippy things on offense, and they were very effective with some of their wins. How much do they show that, and how how concerned are you to prepare for something like that?
Well, we, of course, track a coordinator back in terms of what he's done other places, and of course we have the tape of it and him doing it here already, so we're aware of it and we practice against those types of things. Most coordinators leave some kind of a footprint or a fingerprint of things they like to do, but you always have to factor in how the current team they coach for plays and what their weapons are.
Having Richardson now for 12 games or whatever, what has he done for your offense? What type of player do you see him becoming over time?
Well, I think Trent is Trent's kind of a grinded out runner. You know, he can handle carrying the football numerous times. And, you know, there's times when it doesn't look like it's always a pretty run, and then it's 4 or 5 yards. And I think that's what's important, because down to down, you want efficient runs. And then, of course, he's shown throughout the year that he can get the ball in the end zone, and that's also important. You want to put players on the field that know how to get it in there.
Hey, Penn, I saw a tweet yesterday from Jason Pinkston. I think he said he was clear to do more stuff. Do you have an update on how he's doing and what he is, if you think he's going to go back to Michael?
Yeah, it's hard for me to tell what the long range is for him, but I saw him yesterday, talked to him. He looked like he was doing well.
Talking to Brandon yesterday a little bit about that shallow cross, that kind of underneath route that's been effective for you guys lately. Is that a sign of his progression, that he's more comfortable in throwing that? I mean, he's a guy who likes to look downfield first and then maybe come back a little bit.
Yeah, I think the routes with shallow crossing elements are, I favor them because it gives you the opportunity to get a completion. They work well against man or zone coverage, and they tend to be a throw that is close to the quarterback that has a chance, you know, high completion percentage type throw that has a chance to get a lot of yards. And so we like them. It's a good way to feature your tight ends and any of the inside receivers. And we use them quite a bit. We practice them quite a bit. And I think that's probably why Brandon's become familiar with them.
How much does it help too when you get a guy like Greg who you can put in the slot and he can really create some big mismatches there?
Well, I think any of our big receivers, and we've featured all of them running shallow crossing routes, both tight ends from either side of the field. We've used Josh Gordon. We've used Greg Little. We've used Mo. And so we use them quite a bit, and we feel like it's a good way to get a completion. Keep in mind, though, when you run a shallow crossing route, it's in conjunction with some other concept where that ball may be going to them first, but it may be going to them second, third, or fourth as well. So.
Another topic with Wayne yesterday was how he had to become familiar with throwing the tight ends. He didn't do it.
Since they didn't have one, right?
Right.
That's a good yeah. connection, you know? Well, I think it's like anything, you know, things you haven't done in the past, you got to do time and time and time again to get familiar with it. And as time goes along, I think he'll get to be a quarterback where those types of routes are some of his favorites, you know. And I think, you know, you tend to favor things that you're having success with, you know. And I think, you know, we believe in that style of route running. You know, of course, we run them all down the field at times, too, but we feel like that's a chance for him then, of course, get completions and then maintain a style of play that's efficient as a quarterback.
Pat, I know you said yesterday Jamal Charles can score from anywhere, but what specifically makes him so dangerous?
Well, first of all, he's, you know, they run the off-tackle zone scheme extremely well, and he's a one-cut guy, and then he has the speed to go the distance. You know, I think that's important. He does an outstanding job with cutting the ball back if you overplay it. Much like you see, you know, the off-tackle run game is probably typical of most NFL teams, and they do it extremely well.
What do you think the main reasons are for your defense's improvement against the run in recent weeks? Is it? I know, obviously, Ruben and Taylor are back. Is it as simple as that, or are there other things guys are doing?
Yeah, playing the run is like getting sacks. It's a team thing. And you cannot be effective playing the run unless everybody up front does their job. And I think we're just playing better against the run. And it starts up front, of course. The second-level guys got to fit the right gaps. And then, of course, when you have a scheme or a coverage where the safeties and corners have to get involved, then they have to come up and tackle as well.
A couple of people I was talking to about your run defense said that they thought that this season the better, especially the linemen are doing a better job in the gaps, like a guy like Jabal Sheard. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's part of what you were talking about as well. Do you feel like those guys are doing a better job as far as maintaining their gaps and that kind of stuff?
Well, simply put, you know, there's gaps, and we got to have a guy in every one of them. And sometimes the scheme dictates, sometimes how they line up dictates it. And that's where guys getting used to playing together have a better feel for that. And I think that's why we may be having better results.
Why is Bo a tough matchup? How does Joe Hayden deal with those bigger physical guys like him?
Well, you kind of answered your own question. He's a big physical guy, which makes it tougher on corners that are not as tall or as long. And Joe finds a way. You know, when guys are not as big as the guys they're playing against, they got to be really aware when the ball's up in the air so they can defend the football. And then, of course, body position is very important. And Joe has the quickness to maintain it most of the time.
Can you compare Brandon Whedon's development as a rookie with – you were there with Donovan McNabb and, of course, Sam Bradford. So do you make any kind of comparison with those?
Well, there's a lot of things that they're going through that are similar because they were all rookies. And then they're all different players. Sam Bradford started from day one. Or, you know, he was a backup throughout, and then we named him the starter, and he became the starter starting the first game of the year. Donovan was not a starter until the middle of the season. I think it was week 8 or week 9. And so that was different. That was different. In our case with Brandon, of course, he's been playing since the first game. What's similar about it is you see stretches where they play extremely well, and then you'll see a couple of plays maybe in a row or stretches where they're struggling a little bit, and that's similar.
This might be the first week you have all your expected DBs back.
Well, we'll have some decisions to make as to who we play. who we start, and then of course who comes in and especially situations. So that's a good those are good meetings to have as coaches, you know. And then we just let them play out, make a decision, and let it roll.
Where's Dimitri Patterson in his return? He was saying yesterday. I'm sure every player who thinks he's healthy thinks he can play, but is he getting close to where you can work him back in the lineup, or is it just that he's been off so long? You think he still needs more time to get caught up?
Well, he practiced well yesterday, so we'll just have to see Sunday what his role is. I'll leave it at that.